Well, good morning, everybody. This is Dan back again, and it's October the 14th, and I can't believe that it's October the 14th. Honestly, it seems like October the 1st was a week ago. It's crazy how time flies, and that's leading me up to my podcast today, which is getting older. What's it like? You don't know unless you're there. You don't know unless you've done it. And I'm turning 56 in December. Now, some of you that are 66 or 76 or even 86 may not think that's old, but I'll bet you my listeners who are under 40 or under 30 see 56 as 1 foot in the grave. I know, because I was that young once too. So what's it like getting older? Well, it's freedom in some ways, and it's fearful in other ways. Fearful that you don't want to be forgotten. You don't want to be marginalized by society. You don't want to be not taken seriously because you're older. But there's freedom also because you've come through so many fads and so many different generational what's what this week and the greatest and latest, and you see that it's sort of a circular pattern, and you like what you like, and you don't care what other people think. When I was younger, I used to see older people wear double knit suits, and old men wear the big ties and, you know, tie clips and tie chains, and they had their short hair and their grease in their hair, and and I used to say to myself, my God, don't they care how ridiculous they look? But see, that's the thing about getting older, is that you really don't have that feeling of a social construct that, I don't know, sort of oversees your beauty and your wear, you know. And so there's freedom in that. There's freedom in not worrying about, you know, my kids make fun of me all the time. They say I say boomer things when I'm not a boomer at all, according to the chart. I'm more of a Generation X. I think I miss being a boomer by a year, according to my birth, which it really doesn't matter. It's labels. And we all put labels on each other. We all put labels on things that we're afraid of, things we don't know about, people that we, you know, we find it's easier to label them than it is to just allow them to be who they are and just simply say they're a human being. I've become more opinionated, I guess, but I shouldn't say more. I've always been opinionated. I've become less vocal about my opinions, and I've become more diplomatic about the way I say things. Mostly because it's wisdom, I guess. I don't want to offend anybody, and I'd like to be an effective communicator. And if you shut people down, or you talk down to them, or you say something you know is going to gaslight them, then, you know, you're not going to effectively communicate with that person. So I want to effectively communicate with everyone that I speak to. Otherwise, why am I speaking? So I guess there's some wisdom there. I'm not in a real big hurry, because my body won't allow me to get in a real big hurry to do things like I used to. You know, when I was in my 20s and my 30s and even into my 40s, I could hustle a little bit, you know. But at 55, soon to be 56, I find that, you know, my body hurts a lot, joint pain. I don't typically recover from a hard day's work. as quickly as I would when I was younger. I take things a little slower when I'm doing things. I have a lot more patience than I used to have. Like if I get in the house and I'm working on something and I realize I need a certain tool but I don't have it, so now I've got to go out to the barn and get the tool that I need. You know, I don't immediately get mad and frustrated. Now, I do cuss a lot when I'm working on things. I'm a cusser. Always. I haven't always been one, but in my adulthood, I used to really watch what I'd say when it came to profanity, and now I don't. Now, let me just clarify. I don't cuss at people. I never cuss at people. I cuss at inanimate objects, you know, like when I'm working on my car or my mower, or I'm trying to do something, you know, with something that's not a human being. So I got a potty mouth when it comes to that, but I don't cuss at people. I do get a little frustrated with drivers, but I don't think that's age related. Memory is not as good as it used to be. I'm back in college again, which is kind of crazy. I had 2 math classes left to take to finish my Associate of Science degree, and or Associate of Arts, I should say. And I put them off until I just couldn't put them off anymore. And I just decided, you know what, I'm going to bite the bullet and I'm going to do it. This is the 3rd time taking this class. I had to get special permission from the dean. But I'm taking it, and I'm happy to report I have a 75 average in there, which is not bad for someone like me who is really, really terrible at math, and I'm taking statistics. Anyway, so the memory's not as great. It's, you know, last night my daughter was telling me a story that happened, I guess, within the last 2 years, and I said, I don't remember that, and I truly, honestly did not recall that memory. And she said, Dad, how could you forget that? You were so upset when you heard about it. And I said, I just pointed to my noggin, and I said, memory. Faces are still really good. I recognize faces quicker than I recognize names. I don't do well with names unless I really, really, really try hard to commit them to memory, especially people in my neighborhood. And then I say it over and over again. I've become a yard Nazi. Hope that doesn't offend anybody by using the word Nazi, but I like being in my yard. I like taking care of my yard. I love watering my grass and my flowers and my plants and things like that. So I'm doing kind of the old guy stuff. I notice that with my wife, you know, we can go, gosh, I don't even remember the last time we had sex now. It's probably been months, and I know some of you younger people are probably thinking, oh my God, I don't ever want to get there. I used to say the same thing too. And it's not that I don't want to. I do, you know, not as often as I wanted to, but my wife is another story. She's in the end of menopause, and she's just, if something happens to a woman, just they're not interested in that. So sometimes it's frustrating for me, because for a man, I feel close to my wife when we're having sex and afterwards. A woman feels close to her husband when she feels secure with him and secure with his resources. So getting older slows your sex life down, but it doesn't stop you from looking. You know, I see beautiful, beautiful women all the time. It seems like beautiful girls get younger and younger every year. I don't mean to sound like a pervert, but I'm just saying they're in college, but they look like they're in high school, because to me, they just look older. You know, I mean, they just look younger. And my daughters would get on to me sometimes and they'd say, Dad, you know, she's like 25, or you know, she's like 30. And I'm like, no, she looks really young. I'm not a lech. I'm not looking at these women in a sexual way. I don't mean to trans, here again, my memory. I'm not trying to go from talking about, you know, low sex drive and all that to young girls. It sounds kind of perverted, but honestly, I'm really not. I'm just trying to make a distinction by the way I see people. Like, I see someone who's 50, and, you know, I think, gosh, they're attractive, you know? And it's weird because I'll soon be 6 years older than them. And I see someone who's 40 and I think, wow, they're beautiful. You know, they're young and beautiful and vibrant. And it's weird the way that the perspective of age has changed. You know, I see a college girl and I'm thinking, oh my God, this little girl, she's just a little girl. But when I was in college, I didn't see girls as little girls. And, you know, I didn't see a 30-year-old woman as an attractive, beautiful person. But gosh, now it's so weird. It's so different. Guys too, you know, I see these guys and I think, grow up, you know, but they're just kids. That's just what they're supposed to do, you know? And, so age has changed the way I see other ages. I don't eat as much as I used to eat. I don't have the appetite I used to have. I don't want to go to buffets and shut them down like I used to. And I'm not really a big guy. I'm not fat. I mean, but, I like food. I still like to cook. I still enjoy cooking. I enjoy eating too, but I enjoy eating good food and food that, you know, it might have been expensive to me back in the past. You know, now I don't worry about the cost of it so much. You know, if I like it, I like it, I get it. Same goes with tools or things that I need. I don't buy the best tools, like the most expensive on the market, but I usually buy the middle of the road tools, you know, the ones that are better than the cheaper ones. So I spend a little more money on things that I know will last a little while. I don't mind doing that. I don't mind buying something that makes it easy for me to do what I'm trying to do. Like for instance, I'll give you an example. I needed to take my blades off of my mower. I have a riding lawn mower that has two blades on it. And in the past, I would take a block of wood or a piece of wood and I'd, you know, lodge it up in there and pray it didn't come loose and then use a ratchet to take it off. Well, my son-in-law said, if you'll get you an impact wrench, you know, like they take tires off, you know, the lug nuts and tires off, you can take that thing off really, really easily. And it'll come off and you won't spend all this time. And I'm like, okay. So I went and priced them. And ordinarily I'd say, you know, $130, that's a lot of money for an impact wrench. But I don't mind because it makes my life easier. And it was like, you know, boom, 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 I was done. And the blades were on, the blades were off, the blades were on. It was just nice. So in my older age, I will say this, I don't mind buying things that make my life easier. I like nicer things, you know. I like, when I was younger, it was like, you know, I can get away with a cheap car. You know, I don't want big payments or whatever. And I still don't want big payments, but I do know what I want, and I want comfort when I drive. And so, you know, I'll buy a used car, but it'll be a nicer used car, if that makes any sense. And I take care of what I have, you know. I didn't always take care of the things that I had because I felt like, you know, I could replace them, you know. But as you get older, wisdom is really not having to replace them. Wisdom is saying, you know what, I'm going to take care of these things. I'm going to put my tools back. You know, something my dad used to get so irritated with me about, you know, we wouldn't return his tools where they're supposed to be. And we didn't. And he was right. And he had every right to be angry. I try to return my tools every time I get done. I clean them up and put them away because I know that I'll need them another day. There was a time in my life when I was younger when I wouldn't do that. And so I take my time with things and I buy things that make my life a little bit easier. I don't try to be as cool and suave in the clothing department, you know, by buying the absolute newest thing. I mean, I wear polo shirts and, you know, shorts and things like that. I don't care for cargo pants. It's not something I enjoy. But I do try to look, you know, decent. I'm out in the public a lot, and so I think that it's important that I dress for success when I'm out and about. And so I do sort of pay attention to the culture as far as that goes, because I'm in the culture and I'm part of the culture, and so it's important that I, you know, I don't stand out and look, you know, old, I guess. I know I get treated differently. Used to be I'd get a look every once in a great while from the opposite sex, you know. Now I don't get anything. It's almost like I'm invisible. That's kind of hard sometimes, you know, because as a man, you feel like, you know, as a lion, you want to go out on the Pride Rock and roar really loud, and all the lionesses go, ooh, and ah, and all this, you know. And I guess that's what causes, you know, some guys to have a midlife crisis, you know. But getting old has its advantages and it has its disadvantages, and it's okay. I'm learning to deal with getting old, older. I'm not old yet, but I'm getting older. It's a little fearful what things are coming on. You know, I know what's coming down the road. I know that, you know, my diabetes will eventually take me out of this world, and that's kind of scary because I know that I will get very sick from it one day, and that's really, really terrifying for me. And so I'm a little afraid of that, but I try not to dwell on it too much because it ruins the moment I'm in now. But getting older, it's just the way it is, guys. And you younger people listening in, you know, you can't understand this because you're not here yet. And you won't understand it because you're not here yet. It's just one of those things that you have to experience to really and truly understand what it is. And so I want to convey what it's like, but I also know that I can't really explain it well enough that you will understand it enough that you'll say, oh, I get it. You know, you just can't until you're in my shoes. And one day when you get older, hopefully you'll remember back to this podcast, or maybe you will have heard it from other people, and you'll say, gosh, they were right, you know. Because I remember as a kid, you know, when the older people would say, gosh, enjoy your youth, and I'm like, of course I'm going to enjoy my youth, you know, old guy. You know, so it's a little scary sometimes, but it's also challenging, and you know, it's exciting to think that, you know, I'm not too far from retirement. I mean, I can retire. I will be able to, you know, take my retirement and sit home and, you know, or do whatever I want to do. That's a nice feeling. I miss being young. I miss the energy that I had. I miss the opportunities of being young. You know, I do miss that. I won't lie. It was fun, you know, when I felt like I was a young lion. I was out there on the prowl. It was fun, you know. I felt like a real man. I guess as I get older, being that young lion just can't keep being the young lion. You got to get out of the way and let the younger lions take over, you know. You need to find your way in the back of the cave somewhere and just sort of lay down and rest until you die. You know, it's sad, but it's true. It is what it is. It's funny because I'll hear this person died or that person died, and I'll say, golly, were they really that old? And I realize, well, gosh, you're almost 60. So, yeah, they're that old. And I'd say to you young people who are listening, savor every moment as if it's your last, but it wouldn't do any good. You wouldn't get it. And it's okay. It's not an indictment against you. You can't do it. It's impossible for you to do. You know, I watched a movie one time, and it's one of the lines was, youth is wasted on the young, and it's not wasted. You know, you young people are the new generation. You're coming up. You'll be in my shoes one day. Everybody goes through this. Everybody. Nobody lives forever. Nobody gets out of here alive. So enjoy. And if you're in your 50s or you're in your 40s, you know, it's, you know, enjoy that time too. life is such, you know, and I'm sure that as I progress and if I continue doing these podcasts, you'll hear the progression in my voice and the stories will change and you'll be able to see that, you know, I'm growing older. That's my podcast for today. Hope you guys have a great weekend.